What's up, Fear fans? We are back covering episodes 3 and 4 tonight. We've got a lot to talk about. We're talking Nick's death, two groups coming together. This episode was filled with should-haves, and revenge is a dish best served cold and with a lot of guns. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, that theme song. Yeah. I love it every time we play it. What's up, Fear fans? Welcome to this beautiful Sunday night. We are so excited to be back with you guys to talk Fear the Walking Dead. Like I said, we are covering two episodes because unfortunately, due to unfortunate circumstances, we were unable to cover last episode. So we're going to do two episodes tonight.
Pack
so you guys, so we're just packing it in. I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Krista.
Hi,
Krista,
going to
introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm Krista, like he said. Can't wait to get talking with you guys today.
I am Timothy Michael. Thank you, everybody in the chat. You guys have already gotten the conversation started, so we're just going to kind of dive right in. So Nick is dead, obviously.
Shocker.
Literally, such a shocker. I want to know your initial thoughts of the last episode before we get into this new episode.
I especially was enjoying the moment that him and Morgan were having.
Yes.
Just, he was, I think they were both helping each other out in ways, and just how it ended, I'm at a loss. I still am. Because usually with shows, you have an idea or you've seen like a preview or there's like something, you just sense it. Mm. But he's such a central character. Yeah. I just assumed he was safe forever. I was shocked.
The showrunners are really great because they kept this secret. Obviously, and we'll talk about it in News and Gossip, you guys, about Frank Dillane leaving the show, who plays Nick. But I didn't know that he was leaving the show. Mm-mm. So it was a complete shocker to me. I think, though, this is season 4, we have to think about it like that. I think the reason why it feels so short is because the first couple of seasons of Fear the Walking Dead were only a few episodes.
Yeah, it was like 10. I think the first was like 8 or 10.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not like The Walking Dead, where the first season was like 18, 20 episodes. These seasons have been going by really, really fast. But even in that short amount of time, we've grown to love these characters. Yep. And Nick's death surprised me only because I was never really a Nick fan. Yes, he always got on my nerves. I didn't like addiction storyline. Yeah. I didn't like the addiction storyline in the zombie apocalypse. Because I'm like, dude, you have so much other stuff to worry about. Like,
it's
drugs is not one of
them. He's an added problem to every situation.
But his death really shook me.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it at all. I need to know what you guys in the chat have thought. I know you've
Of people are, Charlie needs to be gone. Yeah, that's honestly, the way they killed him was shocking too. I'd agree, like how Simon said.
Yeah.
Charlie, out of all people, and Nick loved her so much.
I think that's what makes it even worse.
It is.
I think what's another thing that's weird, and I wrote it down before this episode even aired, was that we're still stuck in these two timelines, so we're still doing the past and the present.
So we get to see him a bit still.
Right. Yes, he's dead in the present timeline, but we still see him in the past timeline. But that just makes it even harder.
Worse, because I think we're going to see a lot more of him, because we have to find out what happened at the stadium.
Yeah.
And he's obviously a part of all that and leading up to it.
Yeah.
And also, they're really pushing this out for us to meet or see Madison again and wherever Madison is.
Where is Madison?
Her reaction. Oh my gosh.
I know. We're all looking
forward
to it.
Nick was clearly her favorite child. She's going to be.
Like, no parent wants to admit
but it was. She made it very obvious.
Obviously, yes. Going after him time and time again. Yes.
Lose it.
Yeah. So before we get into this current episode tonight, I do want to talk a little bit about last episode, besides Nick's death, because I felt like last episode really put in concrete these two groups coming together. Yes. And they kind of just kept on that momentum with this episode. But in terms of last episode, so we're all in the SWAT truck.
Mm-hmm.
SWAT truck crashes. The groups obviously still don't trust each other. They have to go and find like a tow truck service, which I thought was really funny because I'm like, you guys, if you ever visit Los Angeles and your car breaks down, getting a tow truck is really hard out here. So I can't even imagine what it's like in the apocalypse. We see the blue El Camino Cadillac. Nick wants to go after it, but I found it interesting because Morgan sees it and he like runs away from it. He realizes that these people are dangerous, let's stay away from that. But Nick is just fueled by this anger and wants to go after it. So that's when mostly all of this drama starts to happen. And that's when we see that in the car is Ennis, who is Mel's brother, and Charlie. And they're scavenging things and they're getting to things faster than that their group.
And we realize it's because of Charlie.
Because apparently this kid has
she's
a weird
like a
knack.
Genius that when it comes to scouting out locations and food.
I am baffled every time they come up to a place and I'm like, how did you guys
I want to learn more about their story too, like how they came upon Charlie and just like how that's developed, because she obviously trusts them a lot to like kill Nick
and
for.
If we're going to bleed a little bit into this episode, we kind of see that she hasn't been with them since the beginning. I mean, I could understand if it was Mel and Ennis and Charlie who survived, you know, this fire that they talked about in this episode, but that's not the case.
They obviously
they found her
at some point.
Yeah. I am interested.
Yeah.
Another thing that I thought was interesting about last episode is, like I said, we're talking about two storylines here, the past and the present. And what I find interesting is that the past is brighter in terms of cinematography than the present. The present is a lot darker.
I've noticed.
And I find that interesting because if you look at movies...
A lot of scenes are at night. It's very, like, ominous. Yeah.
Yeah, but not only that, like, the camera is just darker.
Oh, yeah, it is. They're making it more... Like, it's just making it sadder, I think.
I feel like it's sadder, but I feel like also, I think it's...
Because they're losing hope.
I feel like it's because the past was brighter, like they had more hope. And now that they're in the present, it's just darker. And I love how the DOP and the showrunners are thinking about even the color of the film that they're using to kind of portray this imagery of... Their moods, these characters' moods. I think that was brilliant.
No, I agree.
I found Althea's character in the last episode to be pretty interesting because we found out a lot more about her. And one of the things that she said in the episode three that stood out to me when she's talking about this obsession about people's stories.
Okay.
And I was one of them. I was like, why is she so obsessed? Like, what does it matter? And she says, I want your story because we don't know how this ends, and it might be all that's left. She says, the truth matters, even if it's not about words. It's about what happened and what's happening. Do you agree, and do you think that stories do matter?
Yes. I mean, I get why everyone else's reaction is, why do they matter now? I get why they used to, but is anyone even going to be around to hear them? But I think it's all like ties into the whole hope thing.
Yeah.
Especially for her, it's keeping the stories alive and like hearing about them. She's hoping that one day there is a new generation and, you know,
and
a world
learn.
To tell them these stories to, which I like it. It kind of keeps the hope alive and I don't know.
I do too. I feel like Althea as a character, because she was a journalist, or technically she still is because she's still doing research. I feel like she continues the story in a different and a fresh way because it's a point of view that I would have never thought of before. To find out people's backstories. And if we learned anything from this episode, it's the fact that you can literally have an episode where she's asking you questions, and that's what the entire episode is about.
Yeah.
And I thought this episode was done so well.
It was.
And we'll get into it. But before we do, you guys, if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got a podcast for you. Ooh. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let her know it's her Fear the Walking Dead AfterBuzz panel that sent you to her, because we get the credit and we love getting shout outs. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition drops every Friday on iTunes, guys. Check it out.
Yes, it's free and it's great stuff. So do it.
Yep. Back to Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Really quick. Do you have anything?
Yeah. Simon again brought up a really good question that he wonders if Al had ever come across someone from the Vultures in the past, because she hasn't met them yet.
So we
know the flag.
Yes.
But,
yes.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about what she, like, so the reason why she doesn't want to leave the SWAT truck behind, if we learned anything, is because she has really precious things in there. Obviously, it's her video tapes. Mm-hmm. And while she's going through them toward the end of the episode, we see one that says The Bog 17-24.
Yes.
And I think because they focus so much on it,
it's
that means
important.
Something.
Yeah.
So maybe Simon is onto something. Maybe The Bog has something to do with the Vultures. Maybe she has encountered them before.
That could be. Yeah, it's something, definitely. And then there's something, what did we think the opening credits hint was? Looked like a red tint in the field. And Danny also said, I know, I watched the first three shows opening credits and clearly led to something and we couldn't point it out.
I feel like fields have a lot of like ominous meaning, because if we look at anything, Nick kind of was in a field with a blue bonnet and like, and now he's buried in a field. Like, fields have something to do with these episodes that they're continuing
lots of questions.
Right. I do want to talk about, before we get into this current episode, Nick and Morgan, because you did tease on it.
I loved that.
I loved it too. I'm glad that we're on the same page about
it. I really
this.
Liked it. That's why I'm sad it was cut short.
Right? Because I thought that they could have really formed.
I think they would have turned, like, he could have helped bring Morgan into the group more, or at least got him to. I think they were both helping each other out.
I agree. I think the one thing that I was a little cautious about was the fact that Nick is obviously searching for something. And as an addict, which is what I do love about his storyline, is that his addiction is always there on some level. Mm-hmm. And he's always looking for something to get off on.
Yeah.
And usually it's killing. And now he could see that Morgan gets off on something different, which is peace.
Yeah.
And he's curious as to why and how. I was a little hesitant on Morgan kind of bringing in Nick into that world, because granted, as much as we like Morgan, as much as I do enjoy him on Fear the Walking Dead better than The Walking Dead, I don't like his frame of mind and his mentality. I don't think
it's so different, too.
I don't think it's about different. I think it's about unrealistic. Yeah. It's unrealistic to think that you can't kill in this current
And that's why everyone else is kind of shocked when he does it and they don't understand, because no one else has different and no one else has that frame of mind that we've come across yet.
Right.
So there's going to be a time where he's going to have to.
I agree. Yeah. Did you think that they could have done a little bit more in terms of kind of showing Nick's kind of point of view? Because we got Morgan's point of view with the whole, this is why I don't kill, but we didn't really get Nick's point of view on why he does.
Okay.
Do you think that they could have done a better job?
Yeah, I think we could have gotten more out of that. Definitely.
Yeah.
Apparently the showrunners were on The Talking Dead last week, and they're the ones that said we need to watch the opening credits for hints. So we're going to have to start doing that.
Perfect.
We'll start checking them out. But yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I think we could have gotten more out of it. Now we won't, but
I will say the imagery in the last episode was on point. Yes. I feel like the blue bonnet thing, I love.
The way he got shot, that whole scene was, it sucked. But
yeah,
it was
him
really
laying down and then the flashback of him in the blue bonnets. Mm-hmm. I think what I loved about this episode is they give little things on certain characters, like Madison. Madison and him had a really big moment, because we kind of like, we kind of figure out why Nick doesn't want to leave the stadium. And he says it's because it's not that he's afraid of what's out there. He's afraid of what it does to you.
Yes, which is true.
Yeah, I completely agree. And he asks how Madison does it. And Madison says that she looks for the good things. Mm-hmm. She looks for a previous life and where people used to help each other. And I loved that, because
wasn't it a billboard or something?
A billboard. Yeah. And she said, what did she say? An armadillo.
Yeah.
It's just like little things.
Little tiny things that remind you of what used to be.
Yeah. And I love that, because you, as people going through any kind of apocalypse, it must be hard knowing that there's a whole life that you used to have.
Right?
It would be.
The signs are everywhere.
Literally. Like
the water park and flashing forward.
Thank you.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, that was a childhood. I love that.
Literally.
And then I'd be like, you just ruined it.
Yeah.
Ruined it.
I don't see. I just love how they frame these characters and their frames of mind. Like, I would never thought that would be the reason.
And how they talk about it, too. Like, they're talking about how they always had the best churros. And
like, it's just, it's just brilliant.
Yeah.
The show this season is completely on point. Another thing about last episode is that John Dory and Luciana had a nice moment as well. And I just wanted to bring up, because I didn't expect John Dory to grow on me. Mm-hmm. If you remember from our first and second episodes, we didn't really trust John Dory. We were like, something's wrong with him.
I know. I'm starting to kind of not think that anymore.
Yeah. I liked it, especially when he had that conversation with Luciana and he said, why did you leave before? And he asked, did you love him when you left? Mm-hmm. Or did you not love him and that's why you left?
Yeah.
And she said, I left, but I still loved him. I think that has a lot to do with him Naomi / Laura.
Yes, totally. Because it's probably, he's wondering why she left.
Right.
She's the one that left.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's like so much continuity that they're getting into.
That's
like,
so true.
I am in love with this show right now.
And I keep forgetting that we still need to figure out or see how Luciana got back with them.
Yes.
I wonder if they'll flash. I think we're going to be seeing.
I don't think so.
Maybe she'll say something.
Yeah. I don't think that we're going to go back to Luciana's backstory just because we have two storylines right now, past and present.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That I feel like if they bring in.
I would like to know how she got back with them, though.
Me too.
Maybe she'll just, like, bring it up at some point.
I mean, maybe. I mean, I could be wrong, you guys. It's just a prediction. I would like to see how...
It is a lot, though. There's, like, already, like, so many different timelines and different people's stories going on.
But I need to know what happened after the Gonzales Dam. I need to know how they got rescued. Yes. What happened? I feel like, where's Daniel? There's so many questions that I have.
Oh, my gosh. Where is Daniel?
I have no idea.
I feel like Fear likes to do that, though, where it'll be, like, a couple episodes and we won't have seen these characters. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, Daniel comes back or, Luciana. Will have her story told and you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I forgot that I didn't know that, but thank you for finally answering it.
There's a lot of questions. And apparently IMDb is getting smarter because two episodes ago, I informed you guys that I was like stalking IMDb. And if you know anything about IMDb, it's like the actors and the characters they play and how many episodes they've done. And I was looking at, you know, Maggie Grace's character, Althea, and how many episodes she's done. And it only says like two right now, two or three.
Oh.
So they're not updating them.
So you don't know
if they're going to live or die.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of brilliant.
That is.
I mean, keep us on our toes,
IMDb. That used
to
be how I would decide they're not going to be here much longer. Don't get too attached.
Right. If we learned anything, I mean, we'll get into it, but if we learned anything, I think it's not to get attached to any character.
Especially on a Fear the Walking Dead.
Of course. Especially like Nick just dying and I just...
It all happened. Usually I'd cry during something like that, but it just happened so fast. I think I was just in shock.
I just remember yelling at my TV screen and just being in shock, not only because of he's dying, but of my reaction. Because like I said, I never was a big fan of Nick.
No, yeah.
But if we think about it, he's been with us since episode one. He was in the first family
unit.
Yeah, he's the one that saw the first walker in the church. He's the one that kind of set this entire thing off. And... Now he's gone, but he's still there. So it's weird. I have mixed emotions.
Yeah.
I need to know how you guys feel about this entire thing. I want to kind of shift the focus into this current episode because I thought that this episode, and I want to know your initial thoughts on this current episode.
So I really liked this episode, especially since last episode we had the death. So it was such a big episode.
Yes.
So sometimes after that, it can be a lot of mourning or just there's not a lot of action that happens with it. But you also, they're all sad, but the story, the way they tied everything and it came full circle is she's interviewing them like they promised they would. And each of them are telling their versions of how they ended up where they are today.
Yes.
And you think it's going one way. And then at the end, they're all like, we shouldn't have stayed.
Yes.
We shouldn't have believed. That's where we went wrong. And I loved how it just came full circle.
And that's why I talked about in the beginning of that this was episode was full really of good. Should haves. And I thought that this episode was so poetic.
Oh my God, perfect.
And so beautifully shot.
Because that's what you do when someone dies. You go, okay, what could have we done, like, did differently that wouldn't have led us to this point? Which, at the end of the day, he probably would have ended up dead no matter what, you know.
Yeah, you think about
all these things. But that's what you think about, and it's just funny how they each had the same, like, totally different stories, but all of them wanted to leave, and then they ended up staying.
Yeah, they're all connected in some kind of way.
It's crazy.
So let's dive into it really quick. So Madison thinks... to hit up these random kind of places for food. Because obviously the stadium doesn't have any food because the vultures are sitting outside kind of like taunting them, if you will, and waiting for them to pretty much die out before they can take over all their stuff and then leave. That's what the vultures do. We have about three different storylines right now. Well, four if you think about
technically,
it. So we've got kind of Althea running this entire episode because she's asking them questions which provokes
their stuff. She narrated it kind of with her interviews.
Which I loved. Usually I don't like these narration kind of stories, but they did it very well.
It was perfect.
It was perfect. So we've got Strand and Cole storyline. Mm-hmm. We've got Alicia and Naomi /Laura. That's what I'm going to call her.
Yep.
Their storyline. And then we have, Luciana and Nick's storyline.
Oh, yes.
So I want to get into Cole and Strand first, and then we'll just break that down. So Cole and Strand, we've kind of predicted that they were gonna have some kind of like love interest thing.
Yes.
Did you pick up on that this episode too?
I wasn't sure if it was going there, but I had the more it went on, I was like, yeah, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we open up with them and Strand and Cole are looking at plants in a nursery. Obviously they're trying to, I guess, find food, if you will. And they're looking for any kind of plants that might be edible.
Yeah.
The cactus walkers attack. I thought those are kind of cool.
Yeah.
A little bit dramatic. Once you fall into a bunch of cactus guts. And the cactuses attack them. Now, the only reason I bring this up is because the cactus walkers attack Cole.
Yes.
And then he gets the little pricks in his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was worried that there would be like a cross-contamination thing. I'm like, is he infected now?
I didn't even think about that.
See, I think about that stuff all the time.
That's so, I should think of that more.
I don't know
that's
why.
True. Like, how does that work? Just if it gets in your bloodstream? By
So I don't know if you guys watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, because that's how it happens.
Yeah.
And this is the same... We're in the same place.
Their blood isn't different.
Yeah.
So obviously that's
now that Morgan's here, we know they're in the same.
Right. I mean, obviously that's not the case. That's not what happened. No. But I was a little worried. Maybe I'm just being crazy. Ooh. I don't know. That's just what I was thinking about.
We don't know yet.
So we find out that Strand and I
yeah,
talk
other
about,
people thought that too. You weren't right? alone. Okay.
Thank you. Good. Yes. I'm glad that I wasn't the paranoid crazy one. We find out that Strand has a food stash set aside. Just in case things at the Diamond doesn't work
out.
Thank you.
I was not shocked. I was like, he's always got a plan B.
Okay.
And it's Strand and it's no one. At the end of the day, Strand, that's why I was shocked he came back.
Okay.
I mean, not shocked, but the little syrup thing in the back was a touchy moment where he's like, I remembered I had something worth coming back or fighting for or coming back to.
I don't think he was talking about the syrup. I think he was talking about the
pancakes. You know, yeah, but the syrup, because remember in the beginning they were pouring the syrup on the pancakes.
Yes.
And she's like, let's save it for when it gets better.
Yeah.
So he looked at it and reminded him of the I didn't think he was coming back for the syrup.
I just messed with you. I love that you picked up on that, though.
I was like, that's so cute. But also, that's typical Strand.
I'm a little disappointed in myself, mostly, because I thought that Strand was better than this. I thought that... He changed, and
I feel like deep down he's still
a little
weasel.
He
worries about himself, number one.
That's sad, and I feel so, betraying, Strand's character by calling him a weasel. But
he also, he's gotten better, yes, you're right. But I think deep down in there, it's still there.
Yeah,
his
I just...
need to protect him.
It even went further because he
kinda
talks...
love him.
It's
true.
I mean, at the same time, you want to hate him, but at the same time, it's like, hey, you were thinking about plan D, E, F while everybody was still on plan B, so you got to give him props.
He's ahead of the game.
Right. What I thought was a little frustrating was that he talks about this car only has room for two, and he wants to take Cole, and I'm
out
like,
out of
Cole?
Ever, Madison, maybe?
Thank
she saved
you.
Your life how many times?
Right. Or even, not even Madison, but what about Nick? Nick and him have had a really great relationship built up.
Yeah.
Because Strand and Nick was the first one out of the core cast that Strand interacted with when they were in the prison together in the government. The prison.
I forgot. That was so long ago.
I know. In season one, it's crazy. Yeah. It feels like ages ago. But when it all started, that's who Strand met first. So I was just a little disappointed that
it's
he would go for the first piece of meat and ask him to come along. I thought that was a little...
Again, Strand, thinking about Strand.
True.
Yeah.
True. I didn't think about that. He came back,
so good, but...
He came back.
I was worried.
But good. I do want to talk about that because they do get back to the Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Once Strand tells Cole about this entire food supply, Cole obviously has a different reaction to it.
Yeah. Stand-up guy. I like that, Cole.
I need to know a little bit more about Cole's backstory.
Me too.
Where are you coming from? Are you gay? Are you bisexual?
Yes.
I need to know
things. We have a lot of questions.
We have so many questions. We're like Althea up in here. I need to know. We got to interview Cole. And Cole, I feel like, I don't know if Cole persuaded Strand, but I feel like Strand
he
at the
helped.
End of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he gave him a little bit of push.
I think in the car he was already questioning it, and then he looked back and he remembered that everyone else, it's not just Cole, Alicia, Madison, they're all back at the stadium too, and he's like, ugh. He had like an internal dilemma.
Just
he's
regrets.
Like, darn it, I got to go back. You could see it in his eyes.
Really? Seriously, though?
So close.
And he does go back and he brings some supplies, but he doesn't...
Say anything.
Yes. What did you think about that?
Which, also typical Strand. But, and I think even if he did say something, Madison would be like, whatever, you came back.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think she would have beat him up over
it. Yeah, I think that this group, and if we learned anything, especially from Alicia, which we'll get into her storyline next, is that if somebody wants to run or wants to go, you just have to let them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what it is. I think the main thing that I got out of this, each storyline, if you will, is that everybody was planning on going. Everybody's planning on running at some point, whether in different ways, different shapes, different forms, but everybody had
I'm sure Madison at some point, Madison's very
I don't think
stubborn.
So.
You don't think she ever had
I
the
disagree.
Thought?
I don't
In the
think...
back of your mind, it has to be like, what happens when we have to go?
I don't know. I think Madison is gung-ho.
Yeah.
Yes. And she is set on this stadium.
Yeah. Because she's sick of leaving places.
Right.
You're right.
I mean,
yeah.
if we think about it, they went to Thomas's villa. They had to leave there. They went to the boat. They had to leave
she
there.
She keeps
they went
finding
to Mexico,
places. And it sounds like this place she found. So this is like her her pride and joy.
And she built it up. It was them who found it. And I understand that. It's like Jeremiah Otto and him finding his place and him being very stubborn about that. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why.
You want to save what you
make. Yeah, I get that. I want to get into Alicia and Naomi / Laura.
I loved this storyline.
So did I. And I'm really excited to talk about it. So they go to a water park to kind of get resources, if you will. It's called Whirlwind Wave 2. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
I don't know if it was the name of the water park or the name of the water slide, but I thought it was pretty cool.
That's so great.
And we haven't visited a water park in the zombie apocalypse yet. So I thought it was a cool setting.
It's ruined water parks for me, but I love water parks.
A little bit. I don't think that I'm ever going to go down a water slide again and go into one of those swirly things.
Those used to freak me out already. Those because you just keep there and you don't know when you're going to fall, and now picturing a pool full of zombies waiting for I'm never gonna ruin water park.
Well, let's talk about how they got there first. So they obviously see this water park was an encampment before and it fell.
Yikes.
Obviously. And they see that somebody went to the top of the water
Creative. Also, how are you getting back down?
I thought that was brilliant. Yeah. I was like, oh, you have kind of two entrances. You have the stairs and you got the water slide. You always have to have like a way out of your camp, if you will. And I kind of like that. So they go up to this the camp.
Climb the water slide. You don't realize how hard that's going
to
be.
Thank you. I was going to say that. I was like, first they have to get through this pool, literally a pool of walkers.
That's worse than Band-Aids.
Ooh, that's gross. And Alicia drops her knife, but then they have to walk up this water slide. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to walk up a regular slide before.
It's impossible.
Impossible. But now they have to do it with wet
feet. Like a slimy, wet, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, I was
even trying to stop yourself on a water slide's next to impossible. So
So they get up there, but then that's short-lived because then they get scared or knocked out down by this other walker that's already up there.
Probably the one that lived up there.
Yeah, pretty much. And Alicia winds up saving Naomi.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're back up there again.
Also, isn't that like one of the drop slides? Did you guys like? And it's a tube. It's like...
Yeah, I was like, how did you get out? I was so confused. I don't know.
That's why they didn't show us. I've got questions.
Yeah, we've got lots of questions. But the main thing is they get back up there and they find all these medical supplies.
Which, I guess a water park, so like the lifeguard station.
That's
like,
true. I didn't think about that. Or it could have been
like he's
supplies
been
holding
that it for a while. Whoever was up there,
Or it could be supplies that this group found previously and then they
and
brought
took with
here.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I always think what I liked about this storyline is that I always think about food being the best resource.
So many things.
But if we learn anything from Naomi being, you know, an ER or an ICU nurse, is that you need medical supplies too because you're going to get hurt at some point. So you're going to need something to treat it. I love when they do different stories, like, because they remind you of things that you
and
don't
necessarily
think about.
And they also remind you that they're not the only people out there, because how people are making camps out of literally anything.
Yes.
So when they came and they were like, oh, obviously this was used before the fences fell as, you know, a place to stay.
Yeah.
And you, like, forget that they use whatever they can, you know? And there's so many other groups doing the same thing out there.
Thank you. I'm glad that you brought that up, because it did cross my mind of these poor people literally built a camp as well, and it didn't.
Yeah.
But could you imagine, though, like, really quick, just to talk about it,
hanging out
could
out
you
the
imagine
park?
Camping out at a water park?
It'd be fun.
That'd
for
be so
a
fun.
Little bit, yeah.
I mean,
they brought
guys,
their suits.
I hope you brought your sunsuit, guys. I think that's really cool. It's better than a baseball stadium. Boring.
Yeah. No, I agree. Come on.
So Naomi distracts Alicia.
Yes.
And she runs off. I don't know how she did it, but she miraculously...
How'd she do that fast? Did she go sliding down that slide? Do we not remember the pool full of walkers waiting for them?
Do you imagine?
So many questions.
So many questions, once again. We need Althea to ask questions. But she does wind up disappearing. She goes to the car that they saw earlier in the episode, which I wasn't surprised when she saw the keys.
No,
I was like she's
this
probably
going
to go. What I loved about this moment is that Alicia brings up her past and says, you know, I ran once before, too. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn it for myself.
Which, and I like that you brought it up because I hated that storyline.
So did I.
It got her in more trouble. And I was like, first of all, why would you want to be alone? And then, so I'm glad she brought it back up. And she's like, I was going through what you're going through.
Well,
and
it was after Jake's death. Like, she had a lot going on.
Yeah, but I'm like that she brought it back up and she's like, but I learned and I'm not going to do it again, hopefully.
And I like that. And I think if she's learned anything, I'm just going to bring it back to Nick's drug addiction. And she grew up with Nick. So if you learn anything from an addict, it's you can tell them everything in the world to get them to stop using drugs, but they have to learn for themselves.
It's
and
true.
I think that she's infused that lesson into her own life where if Naomi wants to leave, girl, bye.
Leave. Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that I could say or that I'm going to
say. And I don't want to keep someone around that doesn't want to be there.
Right, because you're only going to probably put me in more danger than...
Yeah.
Because if you're... Like she says, if you're going to be here, then you need to be here 110%. Mm-hmm. If not, then go. Then leave. We don't need you. So I think...
Oh, Alicia looks so broken this episode.
She really she did, though. Yeah. She did. And I want to talk about the present in a second. I just want to get all these storylines done. So Naomi has a different point of view where she says, because I'm an ER nurse, I know when things aren't going to turn out well. And she says that the stadium's going to fall and she needs to convince Alicia to convince Madison to go. What did you think about that? Did you think that Alicia would have went back? And
I think at that point she was thinking about it, but then when she comes back to the car and she's like, did they always die? Were you always right?
Yeah.
And she's like, so there's a chance, you know?
I think the answer obviously to that question was no.
Yeah.
Because you obviously can't predict death. No. You can't predict when somebody's 100%. Gonna live or die. So I think that really woke up Naomi / Laura into thinking maybe these people have a chance. I think that their hope, Alicia, Madison's Nick, rubbed off on everybody else, because everybody else is ready to go.
Yes.
But their hope rubbed off on them and said, okay, you know what? We're going to stay. Mm-hmm. And so Naomi decides to stay and open an infirmary, which I thought that was kind of cool.
It's brilliant.
Like I said, you need something a nurse. Like that. Right.
Which,
and then we find out the gun. The gun!
Yeah.
That has the JD on it.
Did she have that on her the whole time?
I guess so.
And you just bring it out now?
Yeah.
At first I was like, is that something she found at the pool?
So here's my thoughts. Yeah. I think she's always had it on her, but she's never unpacked her bags because she never thought that she was going to stay.
Smart.
Right.
Okay.
So she always had it packed up. And I just loved, once again, it was so poetic in the...
She unwraps it.
She unwraps it. And then John Dory finds it in the present. And she's got it in the flashback. So we find out that her name's not just Naomi's Laura, and that's his Laura. And I was like...
And I like how he was like, wait, she never told me her real name or whatever. Yeah. How do we know Naomi's her real name?
Right. That's true, too. I think Naomi's her real name. Okay. I think Naomi's her real name.
Okay.
So we can stop calling her Naomi / Laura. Now you can just call her Naomi.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So obviously, Naomi had her backup plan as well. Mm-hmm. Naomi thought about running. Alicia thought about running.
Yeah.
Let's get into Luciana and Nick. So... they're going to a library to kind of find the resources, supplies, whatever.
/ Nick's looking for books.
/ Nick is looking for books. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I thought this was a little frustrating, because we find out his secret motive, which is to build this library to kind of cater to Charlie and maybe hoping...
get her back.
Yeah.
He can't... I mean, Charlie's his downfall, inevitably, which we know, but he literally, everything
once
he
again,
does is...
so poetic.
Yeah. He, this whole, the last two episodes, two or three, he's been doing things for Charlie.
Yeah.
He made Luciana get her a book in the one episode.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just, it's sad.
It is sad. And I want to be that person that can understand his obsession with Charlie.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. I'm going to be honest.
I think it's just that she's a kid. And a young kid, and he had, and maybe they bonded a bit, and I think he was so thrown off that she wasn't who he thought. I think, I don't know, he's just so sure that the vultures are bad people, which, he just thinks Charlie still can be saved.
Here's the thing about the vultures, and I want to talk about it now that you brought it up, is that we've seen groups... In Fear of the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead that have been a lot worse than the vultures.
That's why I'm like iffy. I need to know more, because they've taken in Charlie, so there's something, unless she's just that good at what she does, that they only took her in for selfish reasons, which partly. But also, they could have just came in there guns blazing and, you know, started a full-on war. But I think he also wants to, like, limit casualties, so... But they are just camping out there.
Yeah.
They're having conversations. He's radioing Madison for jokes on Relish. You know, he's a mean guy.
He's
but
a jerk.
There's other words I'd like to call him.
Of course, that we can't say on there, unfortunately. But I'm sure you guys, there's a lot of four little words in there that we can call him.
So it's just like they could be worse, though. You're right.
I
mean, we don't know what happens. Obviously, it takes a turn.
Right. Yeah. And if we learned anything from the last episode with Nick and Ennis, is that obviously Ennis can defend himself. Mm-hmm. They obviously know how to fight.
Yeah, and they've all been going out to scout, and no one, like, follows them and kills them.
Right.
There's, like, so many opportunities that they could take them off one by one when they leave.
Yeah, but they're not.
They're both trusting each other a lot. So I wonder what happens.
I think what it was is that they didn't want to make it worse. Because if you think about it, they're literally just sitting outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Madison still has hope that they can build the stadium up.
Yeah.
That they will be fine.
I think they're just thinking she'll leave like most people do.
Yeah. And I think that she wants to prove them wrong. And that's why she's not bothering them. She's like, oh, you want to sit out there? Okay, sit out there and watch me build this place up. and watch how you're not going to succeed. I think
but
that's
what
it's
about. What did you think once it, like, you built it up? Did you think they were really just going to leave again? There's so many, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Alicia and Nick, they also had, well, Luciana had her backup plan. They find this book. What I loved about Luciana's storyline is that she compared her story with at the Colonia.
Yep, with their situation
and Charlie's situation, because she says, when I was at the Colonia, what we were doing, I thought was right. And she's an adult.
So little, yeah.
Right. So comparing yourself to a kid, like a kid is probably just going with what she knows.
Yeah.
So it's kind of unfair for you to expect her to just, at the drop of it, oh, you got a library? Sure, I'll come to your side. When she's been with this group, and that's what Luciana's argument is, essentially. And she says that they should leave. And they find this book, and they think the first page that they're going to open to, once again, just so poetic. I was like, this is kind of cool.
Also, what was the exact location?
I have no idea, but apparently it was like a huge nursery or some kind of
soil
or something. That's what she says. That's right. Because Luciana says, oh, we can go to North.
Soil
right.
There.
And that's when it, like, clicks. A light bulb goes off for Nick, and he
also,
says,
also, no one thought of that sooner to replant?
I don't know. It's going to take a long time for the crops to grow. You know what I mean? Do they have time?
True.
Time is the essential killer here.
Because you know how long it takes to, like, get a abundant source of food?
Yes.
It
takes at least six
and
months
and they're already low.
To a year.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But I think what I loved about all these storylines put together is that everybody had these should-haves, A. But B, everybody had a backup plan. So Alicia says they should have talked her mom into leaving. Strand says they should have followed, he should have followed his gut, kept the car with supplies.
Yeah.
Luciana says they should have turned to another page. And I loved it because they all could have stopped it, like you said in the beginning of this episode, if they all just did their original plans.
Yeah.
But like I said, they all had hope that the stadium would be rebuilt, and they didn't want to leave.
Oh, it's so sad.
It's
poetic, but
like,
it's sad.
We're not only haunted by Nick's death in the present and going to the past, but we're also haunted by the fact that everybody thought of these other plans that they could have executed or done, and things could have turned out differently, but that's not what happens.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
It's
not
so
only that,
sad.
But we also learn that Naomi isn't going to make it. So now we're looking at Naomi as well, like, wow, you're not going to make
it.
So every scene that
so
I have
with like,
her,
like, is Cole also, like, I need to know what happened to Madison. I need to know what happened to everyone at the stadium. But Madison's this has been two episodes where I'm like, where is she?
Yeah. And then I think what I love about the present is that, A, we don't know where Madison is.
We don't know where anyone is from the stadium besides those three.
Right. But we also find that the SWAT group, John, Morgan, Althea, are really growing on the stadium group, where they're all trying to survive. And I think what I love about John finding out that Naomi is Laura, Laura is Naomi, is that they're all connected. And it's such a small world.
It's super small.
It's crazy.
I also like that Morgan was going to leave anyways, but I think he's not going to leave John like that.
Yeah.
So he kind of was like, I'll go, you know.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because Alicia says, obviously John is enraged.
Yeah.
I would be too. And Alicia says, the vultures did this. You should probably come after them with us.
Yeah.
And I love that Alicia had this plan the whole time. She's kind of like fooling off into giving them a ride.
Totally. Her
to all these
are
weapons.
Angered.
Yeah. To go and get even with them. What do we think about that?
I mean, it's... I know it's three of them and whatever, but she's angry. She just lost her brother.
Yep.
She wants revenge. She wants revenge for whatever happened at the stadium, I'm sure. And then her brother on top of it.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? Kill Charlie?
At
the
I
end,
would.
You know what I mean?
I would.
That's, she's a little girl.
Look,
I know, but
look,
yeah.
If Carol could
so
do it in The Walking Dead, then Alicia
that's
could
true.
Do it in Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh, it's just so sad.
It is sad, but at the same time, you killed my brother.
Yeah.
Now, granted, your brother did kill
her. She was scared about it,
person
and you
first,
could tell, but she was like, what did I just do? But yeah, she did it.
Yeah. I guess we'll see what happens, but I love that Alicia and that group are going after them. I do. I don't think...
It's going to be a great storyline.
It's going to be a great storyline, but I don't think it's going to last for more than half of the season.
Oh, no.
Because this is going to go real quick.
Yeah.
If we learn anything from Fear, it's going really, really
and
fast.
And we also, because we've learned what? They've said they've spread up, spread out, and they're... So obviously, what happened that they had to spread out?
So Luciana is... Luciana, Alicia, Althea wants to go with them, so they're going to...
Not them, the vultures.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, like, what happened at the stadium? That was there, like, a herd of walkers? Why are they split up if they obviously overran the stadium?
I think what's happening is that the paper that Alicia found mm-hmm. is just all of their places that they're going to scavenge.
Oh, so they split up to do that.
Right. Okay. And I think that the blue car that Ennis was driving had the paper in it
to where he
was going to go.
I thought it was something that happened after the stadium that they all split up, but no, they're totally foraging.
Yeah, no. I think if we learn anything from the vultures and their way of mm-hmm. life and their thought process is that the stadium is done.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as they left the stadium, they went probably ravaged their supplies and left. They're not at the stadium. Mm. They're not staying there. So yeah, that's what that episode consisted of.
Yeah.
What I'm excited about is John and Naomi's storyline of next episode, next week.
It's going to be heavy.
That's going to be really fun. Mm-hmm. I want to go into our one of our segments, you guys. Our favorite kill, if you will.
Yes.
Our favorite kill does not have to include you guys, because what we're about to say might infuriate you guys. But it doesn't have to say our favorite as in the best one. It's what impacted us the most. So I'm going to obviously go to you and say what's your favorite kill. Thank you, Jules, our wonderful engineer.
Do you want me to do both at the same time for both episodes?
Yes.
Okay, so first was obviously, or episode 3 would be Nick.
Yep.
It was the most impactful.
Of course.
Honestly, it's the only one I could remember after. I also liked when Morgan saved him.
Yes.
But also, what was the point? Because he just dies anyways.
Yeah.
But that was meaningful. But yeah, that one, just for many reasons, central character is now dead, and it's very sad. And then for this episode, I think I really liked when Naomi and Alicia were in the water park, and they went down the swervy one with the hole, and they were all there. And how Alicia hadn't had a knife on her, so she literally had to use part of that machine gun.
Yeah,
and
the gun barrel.
Whack him.
Yeah.
Just because that seemed like impossible circumstances. And so that one zombie, they just knocked over the head.
And then they miraculously got out of it.
Yeah, so that was mine for this episode.
I'm going to say mine for episode 3 was Ennis. Because the entire time I was like, he needs to die. And the fact that Madison was stopping it, and then Morgan was stopping Nick from killing him. Like, I was just like, just kill him. But then at the same time, now I regret it, because I'm like, maybe if you hadn't have killed him, maybe you wouldn't have died.
It was impactful, because it's because of that death that Nick's dead.
That's true.
Yeah.
So Ennis would probably have to be my favorite, because he was definitely getting on my nerves.
He needed to go.
This episode, I'm going to say, was one of the cactus walkers. I thought that was kind of cool. I've never seen cactus walkers before.
It was unique.
They had, like, little pokey things out of their face. I thought that was kind of cool.
Also, how'd that happen? Yeah.
Yeah, like, so many questions.
Just walking through cactuses.
But out of all the, I think what I love about this is all the questions that we still have, it was still a really good episode.
I agree.
So let's get into news and gossip really quick. So
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I'm gonna shoot it over to you, Krista.
Yes.
Any news and gossip?
Just basically from Nick's death.
Yes.
We found out that the actor actually went to producers and wanted to kind of pursue other opportunities, which it's only season 4. You didn't want to stick around a little bit longer.
Well, apparently Frank Delane in season 3 expressed to the showrunners that he wanted to leave.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were just trying to find a good way to write him off.
So it was like, it was a mutual, like a good, they left on good notes, which is nice.
Yeah.
And we're obviously going to see more of him.
Yeah.
During the flashback, so.
And he had an interview with TVGuide.com, and he said, this is his quote, "I had been doing it for 3 or 4 years, talking about the show. Mm-hmm. The show has undergone many changes in terms of different people in charge, all of this stuff, and I just felt like the beginning of the season kind of felt like the end of an era with the show." He said, "Television is also hard work, and you have to shoot a lot." He said he missed Europe because he is European. He's from England.
I forget,
So I'm sure he wanted to go.
So he was here all the time.
Yeah, he said, "I'm not American, so after a while I get quite homesick and all those things. I also felt like we had achieved what we needed to achieve in the first few seasons, so I thought it was time to keep moving." As much as I like that quote, I'm going to disagree with him.
No,
I feel
there's
like
so many unanswered questions.
There's so many unanswered questions. I feel like Fear of the Walking Dead is really getting its momentum
now. And it's really
now.
New. It's with Walking Dead, I feel like, I've heard, there's been so many, but it's still going to, you literally can't, in a zombie apocalypse, that kind of story could go on forever because it's just never ending.
Which is why we were so excited about the spinoff show.
But you've literally heard, I get that for maybe someone that's been on 8 seasons of one of those, but this is, I just feel like it's four seasons in. It's the first of the fourth.
Right.
So, yeah.
I don't know. Delane also, just a fun fact, during his last day of shooting, says he was not very emotionally intelligent and was in a bad mood because when shooting the scene, it was early in the morning, he was cold, but he said now that the episode is out in the world, he's finally processing it and the fact that he's left a show.
Yeah.
And I'm sure after working with the, these people, for
and
5 years.
And Alicia are really close in age.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because in the interview, he also says that the emotions that the actors are showing around his death are genuine because they're literally thinking about this
he's
person that they've known
anymore.
For years is not going to be there anymore.
That's so sad.
It's really sad. I want to shout it over to you really quick because we've got shout outs.
Yes. So you guys are great. We've been reading a lot of your comments, but we have Danny Grace, Simone Cerna. Sorry if I butcher any of these.
Simon Cerna.
There we go. Simon. Sylvia B. Jason. Who else do we have? You guys are awesome. And you are like in there before we even start.
Yeah.
Zylander. You guys are great.
You guys, we love having you in the chat. We obviously
love... Ace.
And what is it?
Ace S.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We love having you guys in the chat. We love having your your thoughts and your comments. We love interacting with you guys because without you, we wouldn't have a show. If you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube video so that we can keep the lights on and keep doing the show for you guys because we, like I said, love interacting with you guys.
Yes.
We love having you guys around in the chat.
We read everything.
We
read
everything. We might not reply to it because we're busy lives.
Yes, but we definitely see it.
We see it. We love that you guys take the time to interact with us. So keep doing it and thank you. I want to get into predictions.
Yes.
I want to know what you guys in the chat have in predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
I feel like there's
so hard because there's so many different storylines.
Yes. I do feel like, just gonna shoot it off really quick, that Morgan is going to stay with the group now.
I do too.
I feel like even though they're separated, Morgan and John are going to see something. They're going to come into contact with the Vultures again at some point, and they're gonna link back up with Althea and that group. I don't think that they're gonna be separated for long.
No. I don't think so either. I think Madison for some reason might be with the Vultures.
Ooh.
I don't know if she was like taken with it because like they hinted this episode how she was like, yeah, I'm not gonna join you,
yeah,
because he was like, my offer still stands too. So maybe they like grabbed her, or there's no way she's dead. She can't be dead.
I don't think she's dead. No,
but I feel like everyone else at the stadium is. That was there because we know Laura is. That was like a Naomi. That was a bomb drop at
that
the end there.
That was a bomb
you
drop.
Know?
But at the same
time, people died at the stadium. We know that.
How do we know that they're not just saying that?
That's true because they said she didn't make it out of the stadium. Things turned. So we don't know.
So maybe Naomi's with the Vultures.
Yeah, that could be. Or she's still in the stadium. Like, I don't. Yeah. What if she just snuck away like she always does?
Maybe.
And I also think we're going to see like in her. Yeah. I think our storyline next week is going to answer some questions.
I agree. Yeah. I think that I really hope that she's not dead, though, because I do like her character.
Yeah, and I want Dory to have a happy ending now.
So do I.
Not that Naomi that wants to be found, for sure, but...
That's true. But she kept the gun that he...
It's true.
That was his, so...
I think she just has a thing where she doesn't like getting too close to people.
I think so, too.
It scares her.
I think that, yeah.
So...
Any other predictions?
No.
No?
Well, I could go anywhere, so I just can't.
I agree. I love where the show is going. I love the turns that it's taking.
Yeah. The chat has one great prediction.
Yeah, let us know.
Simon says, I predict that Madison will kill Charlie when she finds out about Nick.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a great...
Will Madison be the new Carol?
Ooh.
In killing kids?
Ooh. Could be. I like that.
I don't know. I don't think that... I think that Charlie's... Here's the thing. I feel like they would let Charlie live just because it would be two lives wasted.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with Simon because, yes, she did shoot Nick, but at the same time, I think Madison is adult enough and mature enough to know that two wrongs don't make a right.
That's and she also had a soft spot for Charlie, too. She was still making her room.
Yeah. And I feel like if she has
Madison's
the opportunity...
Madison's reaction is going to be something.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that. And I feel like if Madison has the opportunity
to
confront Charlie...
Remember how she reacted when Travis died?
Oh,
and she she lost it for a bit, so I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be rough.
It's going to be rough. I can't believe that she's lost... Wow, she's lost Travis, and now she's lost Nick. She's only got Alicia left.
I mean, she was lucky enough to have as many people around still as she did.
That's true.
You know?
Not many people do.
For a while there, I was like, how is she so lucky?
Yeah, yeah. Let us know some more of your predictions, you guys. We want to know so that we could like get into where the show is going to go, because right now it's on fire.
Yes.
Krista, let everybody know where they can find you.
Hi, guys. I'm Krista, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Krista Flungy.
You guys, I am Timothy Michael. Thank you so much, everybody in the chat, for joining us tonight. You can find me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. We will be back Sunday night, same time, to talk about John and Naomi / Laura's storyline. So we'll see you guys then. Have a good week.
Bye,
guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.